Well, welcome to Focus with Paul W. Smith. Sitting in is the intern Sandy Barua, and I'm so pleased to have you with us this afternoon. Our next guest is a brand new, he's even got that new member of Congress smell, Tom Barrett, our new representative from Michigan's 7th District, which includes Ingham, Clinton, Shiawassee, Livingston, Eaton, Oakland, and Genesee counties. And even though that Tom Barrett is new to Congress, he is not new to public service. And as those of you who are listening know that I just so appreciate those who devote their lives to public service. And Tom has served in the Army. He had incredible tours of duty in Korea and the Iraq War and other places. He served in the Michigan House and the Michigan Senate. And he is proudly Michigan's new congressperson from the 7th District. Tom, welcome to the show.
Sandy, thanks for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. Really appreciate the opportunity to join you today.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I bet it's a fun Christmas in the Barrett household. You know, being elected to Congress, that is an amazing, amazing thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I've got four kids, 11, 10, 7, and 3, and they're the most excited about getting on an airplane and flying to Washington, D.C. They've never flown on a plane before, so they're more excited for that than they are about, you know, the fact that I got elected to Congress. So that's in perspective for them, how they rank things, and we'll be excited to fly out to Washington just after the new year for my swearing in. But it's a good celebration, and we're thankful and humbled by it too. I mean, this is an important responsibility and one that I don't take lightly, and I'm certainly proud of, but also, you know, not losing perspective on the gravity and the seriousness of the challenges that the country is facing right now.
Well, you know, I'll give you free advice, which is worth exactly what you're going to pay for it. But one of the things that I strongly recommend is, obviously, knowing you, you're going to be focused on your public duties. You're going to be focused on being the most diligent member of Congress there is. But, you know, don't let the opportunity pass for your family to take advantage of some of the wonderful things that actually happen in D.C. that are not political. You know, the Christmas tree lighting, the White House tours, you know, being on the South Lawn, you know, late night tours of the Capitol with your taking friends on it. I mean, just make sure your family participates in that. Once in a lifetime opportunities.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's something that I want to, you know, definitely involve family and friends, visitors, guests, because you're right. It is a unique opportunity. My wife likes to say when I was in the state legislature, I had that on a smaller scale, bringing guests into the Capitol and taking them onto the House or the Senate floor, because they had to be accompanied by a member to do that. And when I would come home and, you know, did this today, you know, took a third grade tour group onto the floor of the House or the Senate. She's like, oh, you got to be Santa Claus today, because that's what she calls it, when we can do those things for other people. And they're great, because a lot of other people, you know, they may never come to the state capitol or to our nation's capitol more than once in their life. And if you can make it a memorable experience by extending some of the privileges you get as a member of the respective institution you're in, then that's something that I've really enjoyed being able to do at our state capitol, and really looking forward to being able to do it as a member of Congress now.
Well, it sounds like you're going in with exactly the right attitude. Now, listen, I don't want to make this all about family, but obviously the stories have made the rounds about your great-grandfather, who was also a member of Congress, and you were able to secure his office in the historic Longworth Building.
Yes.
So tell that story. How did that happen?
Yeah. So my great-grandfather, a man named Louis Rabbo, served as a member of Congress, was first elected 90 years ago. And for all but one term in between then and when he died in office in 1961, he served as a member of Congress out of the Grosse Pointe and part of Detroit. He's best remembered for adding Under God to the Pledge of Allegiance. He sponsored that bill in 1953.
Really?
And
wow.
It was passed and signed into law by President Eisenhower in 1954 on Flag Day. And I happened to be in Washington on Flag Day this year, which was the 70th anniversary of that. And I had the curious idea to look up which office my great-grandfather had been in, and was able to track that down. There's a freshman member of Congress in there now. And after I won the election, I approached him to see if he was willing to relocate, which thankfully Zach Nunn, the member from Iowa, was willing to do. And then that kind of set in place a process for me to try and maneuver within my freshman class to determine which office I could land in. There's a lottery that's done. You draw a random number out. And when your number is then comes up next in line, you pick which other offices from those that are available left. So I had to make sure that my freshman colleagues didn't pick this office if their lottery number was ahead of mine. And I didn't know what number I was going to get. So I sent a letter to my freshman colleagues. I talked to them throughout orientation. Thankfully, they were very accommodating for me. And I picked number 14 in the lottery. The first 13 ahead of me didn't select this office, which left it open and available for me to select. And was very proud and thankful for that. And looking forward to January 3rd, walking in for the first time and turning the lights on in the office that my great-grandfather had so many decades ago is really a thing that I'm very thankful for.
That is super cool. And you're going to get your steps in because it's that many more steps to the House floor from Longworth. So,
yes. Yeah. They don't call it Shortworth. They call it Longworth.
Exactly right. So switching to the business at hand, obviously, you know, we elected you to Congress to represent us and to do the important work of the American people. And I asked this question of incoming Representative Christian McDonald Rivett just a few moments ago. As you evaluate the freshman class, your new peers in Congress, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the ability to work together, you know, across geographic lines, across party lines? What's your sense so far?
Well, what did McDonald Rivett say before I tell you? No, I'm kidding.
She was waiting for your answer.
Yeah, right. I am optimistic, and I'm genuine in that optimism. And I think the freshman class that I've been fortunate to be a part of for orientation and get to know a little bit really have some really great backgrounds and life stories and accomplishments. There's been a little bit of a recent trend over the last few election cycles of more recent post 9/11 veterans stepping up to serve in elected office. Certainly that's, you know, a bit of the path that I took as well. And I'm thankful for that because there are people that have that perspective that I think has been missing in some of our foreign conflicts, for example. And then you have people who, you know, come from a different, you know, set of life circumstances that are going to bring their voice to Washington, D.C. And that's what makes this representative democracy great, is we all have our different perspective and background to bring to the table and elevate that voice. And I'm excited for it. I think it'll be great.
We only have 15 seconds left. What are your top two or three priorities as you walk in?
Yeah, we've got to definitely make sure we secure the border first and foremost and the scourge of fentanyl. Get our economy back on the right track and continue to expand American energy so that people can afford the cost of living back home. I could go on more, but I only got 15 seconds.
Congressman-elect Tom Barrett, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great campaign and your victory. And happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me on.
All right. All the best. All right. Up next, our friend, the pollster, Richard Shuba, unpacking the 2024 election.